Rabbi Daniel Walker.
Good evening, everybody. So tonight I want to talk about the expenses that we expend on Oneg Shabbos, all the various Kedarim involved in that, and hopefully I'll get to the title of the shiur at some point during. So first of all, of course, we have the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Penon Ches, Pasuk Gimel, the Karasa Shabbos Oneg. Yeah, which Shabbos has to be an Oneg for us, Shabbos has to be a pleasurable experience for us. And the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Mem Beis, deals with this idea of Oneg Shabbos. And the Torah, we're going to focus on quite a lot tonight, the Torah begins by telling us exactly how important Oneg Shabbos is. It's a whole machlokes, if it's Rabban or Daraisa, but either way, this is how important taking pleasure on Shabbos is. The Torah says, Gosinam Peret Kol Kisve, Om Rabbi Yechon of Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yechon said name Rabbi Yossi, Kol Ma'anik is a Shabbos, Nois Din Lai, Nachala, Belai, or Beli, Mitzarim. Anyone who takes pleasure on Shabbos, they give him a Nachala, give him Eilam Haba, without any kind of an unlimited Eilam Haba. And the Nesekelim bring that there's and bring little leads to the subject of the Shir more directly. Nesekelim bring why does the person get Nachla Bli Mitzarim, a inheritance, a portion, Olam Haba without limits, because Oneg Shabbos involves spending out a lot of money. Maybe if not quite without limits, as we'll see, but a lot. Then the Torah brings then the next name. It's all in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, on the base. So then the Torah brings of Nachla by Yitzchak Omar, Afnitzel Meshivin Malchus. Anyone who fulfills Oneg Shabbos properly is saved from the terrible oppressions of the Golos. And then Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kolam Oneg Shabbos, Noislai Mishalis Liboy. Anyone has Oneg Shabbos gets all his heart's desires. It's a very, very strong Maimor Chazal. And that's how the Torah begins all of Hilchos Shabbos. Presumably to tell you that Oneg Shabbos is not something to be taken lightly. So we have Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, but let's focus mainly on Oneg Shabbos. There are a number of methods of Oneg Shabbos, but the one we're going to talk about mainly today is eating. Right? So we have to have on Shabbos fancy meals. We have to have three meals, of course, but also the quality of the meals have to be of a greater quality, Shabbosic quality. And the Gemara on Kuf Yud Ches there gives an example of that means. And the Gemara says, "B'mayim Angai, how do you get Oneg Shabbos? By having dogim gedolim, the tavshil tradim, eating big fish, as opposed to, I guess, little fish like herrings and stuff. Big fish, nice big fish, and having beetroot, dish made out of beetroot." Okay, so I don't know if anyone likes beetroot. Personally, I can't stand beetroot. And likewise, although nowadays salmon is more expensive than chicken again, but still, it could maybe be fair. I'm not sure if that's more tamcha. Either way, whatever it is. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, everyone else bring, that's just an example. Right? The Gemara is bringing an example of something in their time and place, which was a nice chubadik of food, an honourable food. And what a person has to do is to have something according to where they are. It was a levush, lifi inuge anshe mekayimai. So what people enjoy in the place where you live, that's what you have to eat on Shabbos. The Rambam, though, in Perek Lamed, for Shabbos, the Rambam adds an extra condition, and he says, "Hakol lefi mamonei shel adam." That not only does it depend on the place where you live, so according to what the delicacies are of wherever you live, and in whatever the community that you live in, but also it depends on mamonei shel adam as well. And this is an important point I'm going to keep on returning to. It depends on who you are. So if you are someone who, Baruch Hashem, is blessed with great resources, then you have to have a very, very fancy Shabbos. And if you're someone who is not blessed with a very great resources, then even the definition of Oneg for you is different. The definition of Oneg for you would be according to, if you're minor, according to where a person is in life. Now, the Rambam then moves on to the shaila of what a person does. That's the shaila. The Rambam deals with the halacha of what a person does if he's too wealthy. So the Rambam says, what does a person do who lives Shabbos every single day, who has like, so does a Shlomo Melech, a meal like Shlomo Melech every single day, how does he have Oneg Shabbos? And so the Rambam brings a number of eights for that person, how he can also have an Shabbos, how Shabbos can be a little bit more, more of a treat, if you will, for him. That should be the Shaila that all Yidden have. We should all have so much Shefa, so much Bracha, that's our problem, that we eat too good all the week round, and we come to Shabbos, how many things can you do with a steak? But if you look, for example, straight away at the Torah, and also Shulchan Aruch, and most Mesakelim, they're talking about the other, they're talking about the other end of the spectrum. They're talking about what happens if a person doesn't have so much money. So we say a person should have whatever the thing is in where he is, and then also Rambam has Lefima Moinoi. But what does that mean? Is there a bottom end? So the truth is, it's also in the same Gemara. So the next line on Kuf Ches on the base, where it says that you should be Ma'aneg Yomtev by having Dogim Gedolim, Tavshish Al Tzvadin, almost just a few lines later, Rav Chiya Barashi said to him, even a small thing, but a covered Shabbos or so, and he does it the covered Shabbos, Hariza Einig, that's considered to be Einig Shabbos for him. Mahi, what's an example? Amra Papa, Chasad Harsana, which means like a small salty fish, a fish cooked and it's fried in its own schmaltz. So straight away there, the Gemara says that here is one example of Einig Shabbos is Dogim Gedolim, and here's another example of Einig Shabbos, yeah, this tiny little fish. And what's the difference? The difference is where the person is holding in life in terms of their resources, in terms of their parnasa. So what does a person do who doesn't have a wonderful parnasa? So he adds a tiny little bit to his meal on Shabbos. So I don't know, so every day of the week he has dry bread. And on Shabbos he has dry bread with white bread rather than brown bread, whatever it may be. Even the tiniest little bit of a difference, if a person does it, his mekayim mitzvah on Shabbos. Right, so Einik Shabbos is very, very, is very, very relative. But that's not it. Right? And so the Torah brings this halacha. And there's a whole Lichas Bedava. But then he brings another equally famous Gemara, which is on the other side of the Daf, Kuvit Chasam with Aleph, that says, Omer Rebbe Akiva, Akiva Hudalma, Asay Shabbat Chachoyo, don't have any Einig Shabbos at all. Your Shabbos should be exactly like it is in the weekdays, rather than having to go relying on human beings, rather than having to ask other people to help you pay for Shabbos. So Tosfos asks and so on and so forth, but the Torah says a clear answer. When does Rabbi Akiva apply that a person should literally make no effort whatsoever to have any Einig Shabbos? But delay efshale, when it's not possible for him. So I think to begin to understand this sugya, we have to have a little bit of a reality adjustment, if you will. As is clear from the Achronim, what we're really talking about over here is a person who literally has nothing. So a person who has, for example, two meals a day, the minimum he needs for nutrition every single day. And here he comes to Shabbos and he has enough for two meals a day, but he doesn't have enough for shalshet, he doesn't have enough for a third piece of bread. Right? Literally, that must be what we're talking about. But like Efshalei, he literally has nothing. So that person, says the person's a Torah, from a Bekira, that person should just not bother. So, if I didn't talk about what that means, it means a person who literally has exactly enough, and if they go one step further, so they even go to this tiny bit of herring, for that they'll have to go knock on tzedakah and ask for tzedakah. So that person should just not knock and not go for tzedakah. If a person says, get him from tzedakah, then the tzedakah is a chiyuv to give him enough anyway. Right? So it's really a very gvuli person. A person has literally almost nothing, but just enough that he's not asking for tzedakah, and the tiniest amount of Einig Shabbos, putting ketchup on his already food that he already has, would be too much for him. He would have to go to tzedakah to pay for that ketchup. So that person, say Shabbat Chachol, have Shabbos as a weekday, that's tzedakah lebrius, don't ask anyone for money. So at this point, halacha seems to be quite simple. We don't need to get on to the Gemara of the title. It's very simple. The definition of Einig Shabbos is that a person has to have a slightly nicer Shabbos than all the rest of the week. They should try to have what everyone, if we have good resources, if Baruch Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu gave us what we need, so then we buy whatever's normal in that place. The way I saw one of the later Achronim put it, is that if a person would come to your house, he wouldn't be embarrassed to have a guest. Right? So, and that's it, and that depends on who you are, right? It depends who you are and how much, right? The, you know, you don't, people don't expect to turn up in my house and get, you know, I don't know what, but very expensive, yeah, things, right? So everyone depends. Lefima moine is I'm on stairs, but lefima nagi mekaymei. And if the person has literally nothing, then okay, Shabbat chachad. And if the person's in the middle, what's the name? What the government calls just managing, whatever. The person's in the middle, so they're moisif something. And as long as they're moisif, shame einik Shabbos, so they've fulfilled the middle of einik Shabbos. So I think if we end there, maybe there'll be a little bit of disappointment. Because everyone's going to say, what about the Gemara in Be'er? So before we get to the Gemara in Be'er, let's just learn a little bit more of the Levush. The Torah again. So the Torah says, the Torah is famously known, the Torah was very, very poor. Right? The Torah had terrible problems with Parnassah. Even though his father was a Rosh, the Torah had terrible problems with Parnassah. So, the Kama Pomer says the Torah, Nosasi v'notati b'dava lefnei adoni avi harosh. Many, many times I discussed with the Rosh, my father, Kamoini, someone like me, Hayoim yeshli matzmin shali, I've only got a tiny bit of my own, v'eino masfikli v'tochani la'acherim. The Torah says, what I earn myself, he says to his father, is not enough. I need to take tzedakah. The Torah needed to take tzedakah from people. Im ani b'chlal, I say, shabbat chachoyl im lav. Says the Torah, if I ask his father, what should I do? Tachlis, what should I be doing Shabbos? Because the Torah is already asking for tzedakah. So by definition, whatever else he does, even if he only adds ketchup, in, obviously in the terms of the time, he's already asking for more tzedakah. Right? So what should he do? V'loi hashivani dover baro. And the Rosh never answered his son the Torah. Says the Torah, until I saw Rashi in Ovis. Ovis Perek Hei, Mishnah Chof. Ben Zoi Ma'ima, have it as Kanema, be as mighty as a leopard. So we all know there's many, many different sounds of that mighty leopard. Rashi is a very interesting one. Rashi says, what does it mean as Kanema? That a person should be strong and powerful to fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos and Yom Tov properly. He says, Rabbi Kiva only said, don't bother adding any kind of luxuries on Shabbos. Only for persons dechekas like Beyoseh who has extremely bad straits. I will tell Chodim Lazare Zatzma Kinema. Buchanesha, last is when Ovim Shabashman Lachabed Shabbos is Yemen Tavim. A person needs to make himself as strong as a leopard and as eager as an eagle to do something with Shabbos Yontav. So, the Torah, what does that mean? It means that even he who is dreadfully, dreadfully poor needs to eat a little bit less every single day. That's the first chat in the Torah. As Kenema means that the Torah barely had Nechis Nafshe. The Torah barely had enough food to eat on a regular day. And yet, from that little piece of bread that the Torah has, he would put away a little bit or not spend a little bit of tiny money that he had in order to be able to add something tiny on Shabbos. Right? Not to the Shleim HaMelech, but to be able to add something. And that's as Kenema. So be powerful, Lewis, starve yourself. Yeah, don't spend extra money on something in the week so that Shabbos you can afford to buy proper Einog Shabbos. And then that's where the Torah brings that very, very famous Gemara. So these two Gemaras from Be'er, where the Gemara first of all says, two pieces of paper here. It's Tesvav and Aleph. Ki chetvas Hashem mozachem. The joy of Hashem is your strength. On Rabbi Yechonim Shemim Lezer, Ben Shimon, Amal Lema Koshpoch, Liyasol Koshpoch, says to Ben Yisol, Bonai, Levu Alai, V'kichu Kudushta Hayoyim. Borrow money and make Kiddush properly. Really, it means buy wine for Kiddush, right? The Hermin will be entrusted with Ani Perea, and I'll pay. Because Rosh Hashanah says, do Shabbos properly, and I'll borrow the money, and I'll pay. And then the bottom of the daf also, again, they were over to Chlifa, the very famous Gemara, Kolm, Mezainosov, Sharadom, Ketzuvim, Noi Hashanah, Vad Yemek Yiporim. All of the Mezainos, all of the resources the person's going to get from Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim, Chutz, Meitzoyes, Shabbosos, Veitzoyes, Yontef, besides his expenses on Shabbos and expenses for Yontef, Veitzoyes, Bonov, the Talmud Torah, and the expenses that he spends on the Chinuch of his children, that's a whole separate conversation we'll have a different time. So, the Gemara there says, spend what you want. Listen to this Gemara. Wonderful. Open check. So if I have it, I can spend it. Because it's not part of my mazonus, which the Abish has decided for me from Rosh Hashanah Kippur. So if I go out, and I've got today £1,000 in my bank account, and I go out and I blow it all on a massive Suda Shabbos, and I have half the town for my guests, Hashem will give me back, so shtick. And if I don't have the money, then I'll go and borrow it. And there's a machlokes, and there's a different gesoys in Tosfos over here, whether or not a person should borrow money if he's able to pay back or not, or whether or not he borrows money even if he doesn't have a mashkin. Because if he can pay back the money, sure he should borrow, that's just business. So there's different again, machlokes in Achoyim, when it says borrow, what does that mean? So according to some days, it means borrow money even if you don't know how to pay it back. And according to the other culture, Chara, for example, it means the person has that which to be mashkin, he has what to mortgage. So he doesn't have money, but he has possessions. So he'll take his possessions and he'll drop them off at whatever, pounds, whatever it's called, and he'll get cash and blow it all. And Kosh Boch will give it him back. So that's very, very nice. Unfortunately, it's very, very clear from the Torah, and it all flows from this Torah, that it's just not the case. Because if you learn through the Torah, so the Torah is saying this, I have nothing. I don't have any money to spend even to have this little bit of chasad hasana, this tiny little extra fish, through which I can fulfill my mitzvah on Shabbos. So now what should I do? So what I should do is be as Kanema, first of all, to save. And then also be as Kanema that if I literally, what I have to do to go and buy myself a challah for Shabbos is borrow money, I shall borrow money to buy a challah for Shabbos. And I should expend my resources. I've got money here too. There's a chuva of Yisrael Sonnenfeld. Someone asks him, I've got £20 punt, the whatever the pound they were using in Israel time. I've got 20 punt for a month. And it's going to cost me 15 for Shabbos. What should I do? So Chaim Zofel tells him, spend the 15. Hashem Baruch will give you back the Mazonos. But it's almost, it seems very likely that what that person is talking about with his 15 there and his 20 is the basics he needs. It doesn't mean he's going Shlomo B'Shata. And certainly that's the Mashmos of the Torah, and it's the Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and also all the Achronim I've seen. That if a person, this whole idea of the Gemara Be'ah, he's talking about a person who's absolutely desperate. And their only way of having Oynik Shabbos is to be able to, is to borrow or to spend money they don't really have, or to spend money which is for their rent next month. And to go out and buy themselves a challah, they have to spend that money. But not that a person has an open check. That whatever they blow, it'll all be okay. That seems to be, to me at least, and I'm not passing anything on Rashi and Rav, that seems to be at least to me the Pshat, certainly in the Torah, Shulchan Aruch Rav and others. And the Rambam doesn't mention this idea at all. The Rambam just says, Lefim HaMoneh Shlodom. Doesn't mention anything. The Rambam says in four different places, Kfim HaSegah Siyadah, a person spends Shabbos, Korban Shabbos, you can afford. Doesn't mean the Gemara here at all. Maybe that agrees with Meiri, but whatever. But on the other hand, we can't escape totally from, we can't take totally the simple pshat from this Gemara. So it's brought in Achoedim that what this Gemara means is as follows. A person, beyond what we've just said so far, a person has a certain amount of money. They don't know whether or not that is what a Kosh Baruch Hu has given you for this year. So don't go buy yourself a Jaguar. Because for all you know, the money you blew on the Jaguar was supposed to be for your whole year. Says Rashi, over there in the Gemara Be'ah, because a person has a fixed cut of amount, if you spend it, then you don't have it. So a person needs to be conservative and careful and budget carefully according to how much they have to spend. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if a person has the money, and it's not, and it's the fee mamayinom, really they can afford it. So let's say, for example, salmon has just gone very, very expensive now. So a person has the money right now to buy salmon. But on the other hand, a person knows they have to be careful, because you don't know, maybe later on in a few months' time you will need that money, right? So therefore, says the Gemara, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to be so budget conscious. You don't have to be so careful on for Shabbos and Yom Tov as you are with everything else. Because the Kosh Baruch will give you back, it's not considered to be in the calculations. Not that it's an open check, but according to the fi'erach, where the person is, the person has a certain amount of ability to go to spend a little bit of extra on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Chuchani, Nissen Keres, is very interesting in Chiddush. He says, really, he seems to be saying there's two things. For regular people, that's the mahalach. That a person spends a little bit extra on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person is a little bit extra careful. Really, every day of the year, a person needs to be careful. A person needs not to blow money on things which are unnecessary. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov. And I just want to put in a quick bracket over here. sometimes what we call Einig Shabbos and Yom Tov is not Einig Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's Einig us. I don't think, according to any of the day, a person feels that they have to have something very expensive so their friends think they're an important person. That would be considered under the rubric of Einig Shabbos Yom Tov. Right? So let's assume that what this is, Lefi Minig Mekoymai, that person needs that. So for instance, Lefi Minig Mekoymainu, a person has meat or chicken on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So a person is struggling to buy meat and chicken on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there we have the Mahalach. As long as it's within the boundaries of possibility for that person, they should buy meat and chicken, and of course, Baruch will give you enough money, they'd be able to pay the rent by the end of the month. Not that it's totally off the charts, but if it's more or less reasonable. But says the Chutz Lashoni, but someone who is a real Baal Bitachon, someone who has total Bitachon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, can really go Kishrei Melech B'Shatzei. Someone really, but the person has to have that level of Bitachon in all things, not just in this thing. And a person, I guess, has to look at themselves very, 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 very carefully and see if they are such a Baal Bitachon. But for most people, and certainly if a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos La'alacha without doing all of these things, then unfortunately it's not an open check. Fortunately, Einig Shabbos is lefi ma'amenu, lefi hasagas yadenu, according to where we are is what we have, and that is the definition for us of what Einig Shabbos is. Thank you. Yeah.